And welcome back to another episode of Walking with the Weird. I'm Ashley with Janice, and I just have one thing to say. Baby Yoda!
I don't know why my watch face switched from Baby Yoda to
London
of all places.
I mean, that's really weird, but
get away from my phone.
If you haven't seen The Mandalorian, you are missing out on something really awesome. And Baby Yoda. Hashtag Baby Yoda. It's awesome.
I heard that. I will.
No throwing the candle. Janice, I don't like the dark. Janice.
Where are the other ones? Hide the candles. Oh, she grabbed one already. Oh, shit. That was not us toasting to our health. That was me trying to break candles.
Yep. Because apparently I suck at dabbing, so it's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
But tonight is paranormal night.
Well, paranormal mysteries.
Yes. What are we talking about tonight? Oh, I know. I remember what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Crystal skulls.
Yes. Which you didn't even think were a real thing.
No, because I think of crystal skulls and I think of that Indiana Jones movie, which kind of makes me laugh because I watched it once and I love Indiana Jones. Ooh, excuse me. But I couldn't get into that one. Or crystal skull vodka. It's the only things that I know.
So, the crystal skulls are considered to be detailed replicas of a human skull that are carved out of Cortez crystal.
Okay.
I mean, plain and it's a pretty straightforward explanation. There are multiple mysteries, and whenever I like read my notes for this section, I think of Clopin from Hunchback of Notre Dame at the beginning, because I was like, who made them? Who? When were they made? When? What was the original purpose? What? And I'm like, turn off Disney Plus when you're doing your notes.
That's probably a good thing to practice.
So there are multiple mysteries, though, like I said, that are related to this, including who made them, when were they made, the original purpose, how were they even carved, and do they actually possess paranormal power?
So they're like very detailed carvings of
it depends, but some of them are extremely detailed. The Smithsonian one to me is the least detailed one out of all of them. But some of the other ones are like super deep, like they really do look like a crystal skull. And so the issue is you can date when the crystal skulls, carbon date that.
Yeah.
But that's not going to tell you when it was carved.
No, because it could have, you know, the crystal itself could be, you know, 10,000 years old, but it was only carved 20 years ago.
So here's a picture of the one from the British Museum.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That is very accurate. Those dimensions on the cheekbones.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
yeah, I know.
That is very skilled.
It is very skilled.
I mean, like, I could maybe see it with, like, a bunch of power tools, but
yeah,
hand carving something like that.
And for the most part, although there's four of them that they say that they can ID kind of a time period where they probably were carved based on the markings on them. What kind of tools would be needed to make those markings. That's like 4 out of 13 skulls.
Yeah. And we've always said you only need one.
You only need one.
And in this case, it's one of these things that you cannot explain. And we've got nine.
We've got a few others here. We got backups of the backups.
Of the backups.
Yeah. So there are a couple of legends as far as how this all started. But there's so many different versions of it, it's hard to tell which one is actually the most prominent or which one is the actual one, which ones are variations.
Yeah. Because it's kind of like the game Telephone. Things get you know, misconstrued down the line.
Right. And it all starts around different Native American tribes. But there are roughly, I think, like, two common ones. So the first one is that there is the existence of the crystal skull. Sorry. Like, there are 13 ancient crystal skulls, and they're the size of a human skull with a movable jaw. Which, not all of them have a movable jaw, but some of them have movable jaws, so that was accurate.
They're movable.
Yeah, one of them is actually removable. Like, you can take the jaw apart, yeah.
Like cool. A weird dentist's office probe?
Yeah. We'll get to that. The legend tells that these crystal skulls contain important information about some great mystery of life, like something that we don't know, or something that's going to save our planet, or some great mystery about the universe. And so this is knowledge about the past history of our species, you know, on this planet. And like, when the time is right, they'll be gathered together and we'll find that information and we'll be able to know mankind's true destiny, sort of a fantastical thing. Wow. There's also one where there are originally 12 planets in the universe that were inhabited by people. Or humans, excuse me. People, humans, same thing, I guess, right? Human people. There was one skull for each of these planets. So together that would be like 13 because, you know, there were 12 other planets. So 13 planets total. And it was vital to reconnecting all of the world. So one day there'd be like this time of great need and all these crystal skulls are going to be rediscovered and brought together to reveal the information vital to the survival of the human race. But legends that include the kind of that coming together to save humanity also warn that when that time arrives, mankind must first like be at a good part, like a good point technologically wise, and developmentally, and if we're not, then the information is not going to do us any good. We're still going to be destroyed.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. It makes obviously sense then, if you believe that, it makes sense. Because, I mean, if you're not in a good, you know, if you don't have the technology to survive, yeah, you're going to get all this stuff.
So then put the information for the technology into the roadmap. Make it a recipe, yeah. Not the destination.
But, I mean, let's face it. People have really high expectations for humanity, and we are let down multiple times.
This is true.
Just saying.
Primarily, the crystal skulls are believed to be of Mayan or Aztec. Aztec origin. They're believed to predate Columbian times.
Okay.
And there are also Peruvian crystal skulls and jade skulls, and there is an amethyst skull. So it's not just Cortez crystal, which is kind of interesting. And so some may have been carved in Europe in the 19th century, you know, yeah. And
like jade, I would assume East Asia.
Right. Well, even some, they imported jade into Europe.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of, like, to have that much of it, I mean, it's more common to find the sculptures of jade. It's more closely representative of...
Yeah, but there's not a lot of these. I mean, there's a lot of these skulls, but there's not a lot of these skulls.
Yeah.
You know, 13 is a big number, but... That's still not as vast as what you would think of if it was a whole civilization making a bunch of these.
Yeah.
They weren't even known before, like, the 19th and the 20th century. They were completely unknown before then. Not that we were really doing a lot of exploring, though, and digging up sites before either, you know, like, balancing this out here.
Yeah.
They are not part of any surviving Mesoamerican myth or folklore that we can find. However, the important fact of, or the important point of that is to say surviving, because there are giant gaps right now.
There are.
That exist due to the destruction of records following the conquistadors coming to certain locations.
Exactly.
So it could have been part of their culture, and then it was destroyed with the conquistadors. We wouldn't know. We
exactly. Because, I mean, even I mean, no in answers. America, even, we have, you know, many.
That's native- what we're talking about here. Aztec and Mayan or South America.
Yeah, I'm talking North America. You know,
we
Yeah, in North America, we have.
You know, sorry, I thought you said South America. No. Again, and I was like.
In North America, we have native tribes that there's, you know, we've lost all records of them. We know that they kind of existed, but
there's a difference too. So a lot of the tribes in North America, other than the coastal tribes, we were pretty stationary here in Washington. Our tribes were pretty stationary where we stayed. But you get into the plains, most of them migrated, so you don't have as many written records anyways. Yeah. A lot of it was verbal. So that's the difference. The Mayans and the Aztecs, though, were like what we have in Washington for the most part, were very stationary. They stayed in the same place. So they did keep more detailed records because they didn't have to worry about carrying it with them when they left. You know?
Yeah, because they have everything they need to survive right there. Yeah. They built the civilization. I mean... And they had the ruins of the temple that are still existing and are absolutely beautiful to go see.
And, I mean, the skulls still do play a role in Central and South American, like, spirituality. You know, you have, like, Day of the Dead in Mexico with sugar skulls, which are absolutely gorgeous. So, I mean, skulls are a big part of the culture.
Yeah.
Many arrived initially from a French archaeologist. Here's where I murder names. Eugene Bobin? So he worked in Mexico. And he was a French archaeologist. He spoke very fluent Spanish. He spoke the language of the Aztecs. He was very well educated. But there are a few other possible origins that people like to explore. One of those is it's extraterrestrials. It's the aliens.
Which kind?
I just said extraterrestrials. Really, I mean, it's been attributed to all sorts of aliens.
Okay.
The other is that they are rescued actually from Atlantis before destruction because Namor has a thing for skulls. That's how I'm reading this. Okay. I have a thing for Namor and Namor has a thing for skulls, but I also have a thing for skulls. So Namor and I are a good match, right?
Sure.
You have no idea who Namor is.
I don't.
Oh my God. He wears a Speedo and he's got wings on his feet and he's from the Marvel comic books. And he used to have a thing for the Invisible Girl or Visible Woman.
Nice.
I forgot her name. I was going to say Sarah Storm and that is not her name.
No. I was actually going to say, well, maybe they're from Atlantis because I keep thinking of Atlantis and the crystals and, you know, Atlantis, the Disney movie.
Did not have skulls.
No, but they had lots of crystal. If anyone could make a crystal skull, Kida could do it.
I hate to break it to you, but people can make crystal skulls. They make skulls for things in Mexico all the time.
Well, yes.
Again, sugar skulls was a good example.
Yes, I'm just saying if they could do the crystal that long ago, it would have been Atlantis.
But then they're messing up the timeline because if they're using more modern technology, then we're going to assume that they're fakes and they're not. And what if we throw them away and there's really information on them that we should know?
Oh.
Yeah. They didn't think they're not as smart as we thought they were. sorry, Namor. No, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, I am a comic book nerd and Namor is one of my favorites. So that's all I think of when I see Atlantis now. So back to the crystal skulls, because Atlantis is a topic for another day. We've touched on aliens before here.
Have we?
Oh, yes. And we will again. I promise.
Yay.
So
touching things.
I am going to touch the alien. So the crystal skulls range in size from like the size of a bead to the size of an actual human head.
Oh.
Yeah. Cortez is the key ingredient to electronics and other technology. So the fact that this stuff is made out of basically a human skull size of Cortez. Think about that. Cortez is very important for what we use for storing memory with computers, like minuscule chips can hold a minuscule chip, a tiny chip in a computer can hold a vast amount of memory. So, can you just...
Cortez. Okay.
So, can you just imagine what a human-sized chunk of Cortez, or human skull-sized chunk of Cortez could hold?
That's, yeah, a lot.
That's a lot of information that could be stored on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw it in the trash because you thought it was fake. I'm sorry. I find that like the most, I don't know.
I mean, it's like the person who threw away the Mona Lisa. It's like, really?
Why would you, what? No, sweeties.
The person who tried to kill Baby Yoda?
That man? That man can die? And rot wherever Boba Fett rotted for all those years inside that giant worm thingy.
The Sarlacc?
Thank you. I can't see it.
How is it? I know that.
It's because I get distracted by Baby Yoda. So some people actually say that there are 50 of these skulls scattered across Latin America.
And ooh, like a big treasure hunt.
Right? But each skull, so like, and this does kind of relate back to the Atlantis theory, as well as some of the other ones. They think that each individual skull contains one book, okay? And it's all part of this giant encyclopedia that is going to reveal all this lovely information in the magical year of 2012. Which has gone by and jack shit was discovered. Just go throw that out there.
I mean, yeah.
Or they discovered it and nobody's sharing their information with the rest of the world.
I mean, that's also very possible.
I'm going to go down that rabbit hole and just throw that out there.
I mean, it was the Russians.
Why do you keep blaming the Russians? I feel like there are other explanations other than just...
The Swedish did it?
Probably. I mean,
they're always so peaceful.
That's Switzerland. Oh. Not Sweden, not a Switzerland.
I'm sorry, I get confused.
They're not even the same, they're different locations. Like, when's the last time you studied a map of Europe? You need to go back and study your European geography.
Yeah, I know I do. I know the order of King Henry VIII's wives, but I don't know geography very well.
Okay. So, modern New Age and occult uses for these skulls range as well. So, you have divination. You also have enhanced or active human psychic abilities. So, like, if you have them already, they'll make them stronger. If you don't, they'll bring it out in you.
Okay, so Harry Potter and the X-Men.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Harry Potter, we got the X-Men, we got receive and transmit energy, which is
another X-Men, Rogue.
Rogue steals people's powers. That's not necessarily...
Well, if it's a human, it's an energy life force thing.
It's not... The life force was a side effect of her stealing powers.
Mm.
I mean, it wasn't like she was immortal.
Well, no.
So, I wouldn't say life force.
Dementors, maybe?
No, I didn't see Dementors. Yeah. No, because it's energy. It's like electricity. Hmm. So, maybe more like Storm on steroids. Or, for those of you who read it, The Red Queen. Have you read that book?
I have not, but I know it.
Okay. Healing powers. So, some even said that it's healed them of cancer. Go figure. And then it also is...
What do you have to do to get healed from cancer with the crystal skull?
Right? It was written about in a book, actually, so...
Oh, I'm buying this book. I want it for Christmas.
It's also said that in order to activate these powers in the skull, you have to actually bring them near or to an ancient location or a location where there are other crystal skulls.
Okay.
So, there are a few famous crystal skulls, and I'm going to talk about those real quick because it sounds like fun. So, the most famous one is the murdering name, the Lubantun skull, Lubantun.
What was that voice?
No idea. So originally it was called the Skull of Dunn, D-U-N-N, okay, like Brooks and Dunn. That's the best reference I've got here. After an associate of one of the expeditions. It's also been called the Mitchell Hedges skull and the Crystal Skull of Doom.
Nice.
Which is a great name for anything. It's the size of a small human. It's highly polished. So it weighs about 11.91 pounds. So, I mean, it's not a light little thing.
No.
Okay. Unlike some others, it does have a detachable jaw, so it can be removed.
Again, with the weird dentist prop. That's I all know, I'm saying.
And allegedly, it's from Central America. It has an unknown age and origin, although it is similar to Crystal Cortez that is mined in California. It's unknown how it was carved. There are no signs of carving or scrapings on it. It was possibly done with a diamond tool and then polished to sand over a polished with sand over a length of time. And there is traces of metal grinding on the detachable jaw that they found.
Hmm.
So specifically the jaw, this weird detachable jaw it has. It was brought to attention in 1950. So think about the technology in 1950. Like, so if it is faked, it's faked with 1950s technology.
Yeah.
And the person who brought it to light was Frederick Mitchell Hedge. He was an archaeologist, explorer, and radio host. He's rumored to have been the inspiration for Indiana Jones. And he claimed that his adopted daughter, Anna Mitchell Hedges, found it in 1924. So even before this. On her 17th birthday, beneath an altar in a Mayan ruins of Lubantun, which I should have just wrote, is now called Belize, which is so much easier to pronounce.
Yes. But okay, her 17th birthday, what 17-year-old says, Daddy, I want to go to Belize to go into an ancient ruin?
Who says she had the choice? It's his adopted daughter. I don't know. It didn't say what the situation around that was. If he was married, like if it was his sister's kid, yeah, and he ended up adopting, you know, he had nowhere to leave her, of course she's gonna go with him at that point.
Yeah.
So because I don't know what the relationship and the history is behind that, like, and you know, sometimes it is like if they're on Christmas break and you gotta go to work in another country, kid's going with you.
Yeah.
Boarding school's closed. Where are you going to send them? Grandma don't want them. Yeah, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
Usually grandma does want them, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but they also kind of frown upon, you know, tying them up with duct tape and stuff.
Yeah, well, go play in the ruins. Just don't die.
Yeah. Find a crystal skull for me.
So, another pair is the British crystal skull and the Paris crystal skull. And they share a very similar origin. They're said to have been bought in the 1890s by mercenaries in Mexico. And one currently resides at the Museum of Mankind. And one actually resides in the Trocadero Museum of Paris.
Ooh.
So they are both on display currently.
Where's the one in England located at?
In London's Museum of Mankind.
Okay.
As I said before.
I heard Museum of Mankind. I didn't hear the London part.
So it's in London. And like I said, the claim was that those date from the 1890s. So again, we're going a little bit further back from...
Yeah. 1920.
Yeah. 24. To be more specific, because maybe something happened between 20 and 24 that would have been able to carve this. I don't know. Then, I'm being nitpicky now. Then you have the Mayan crystal skull and the amethyst skull. So these were brought to the U.S. supposedly by Mayan priests, and they were found in Guatemala and Mexico. Both have been tested and found...
They've been tasted?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. And they have been found to have been cut against the axis of a rock.
Huh.
So, like, this isn't like the I'm going to take the sandpaper and scratchy scratches. I mean, like, they use the axis of a rock, too.
I wish I was recording you as you hold your hands up and you go, scratchy, scratchy.
Like a kitty?
Like, you look like a kitty. I'm just like, that's not how you use sandpaper. That is the only thing going through my mind. No, because you go like this, very, you know, like that. You don't scratchy scratchy.
You do when you're using it on wood. I never used it to make a crystal skull, so I don't know. Maybe you have to do a different method in order not to leave traces.
I don't know if you'd use your fingernails, though. Either way, I feel you have to have more power than you have in your fingernails.
Probably, yeah.
That is the point.
You also have the Amy skull, A-M-I, for those of you wondering, the Amy crystal skull. And this one has a kind of an obscure history. It purportedly was part of a collection of crystal skulls held by Mexican President Diaz, who from 1876 to 1910. But some reports say they were discovered in the... I'm going to say Mexico. The Oaxaca? I have no idea how to say that.
Why did you not ask someone?
Because there were so many who could have told me how to pronounce this.
Yeah, we have someone here who could have told us how to pronounce this.
O-A-X-A-C-A. Area of Mexico. Because I had Mexico in parentheses and I wasn't thinking about the previous part. And it was then handed down from generation to generation to generation to generation of Mayan priests, you know. And then eventually it went and it now resides in San Jose.
Huh. Road trip?
Right? Road trips?
I mean, yeah. Although I really want to see the amethyst one.
Yes.
Because I love amethyst. The color and the stone itself is beautiful. So I would love to see that
one. I mean, there's definitely quite a bit of stuff right now. You also have the Aztec skull, which is also the Museum of Man in London. So they've got two. So if getting them together causes things, I feel like London is right there on the top of the list.
Is this what happened to Prince Andrew?
I'm choosing to not acknowledge that. Anyone else have commentary? Well, okay, we're all voting your garage. So maybe not. Let's not do that.
Let's not invite that store.
But why not? So, and like I said, so they say that if you get them together,
okay,
that weird things happen.
You get bad jujus.
There's bad juju. Because you've got to think the flip side of it. Yes, there's a lot of people that think, oh, they represent hope. But then there's also the theory that they represent destruction. Like, you know, it's two sides of the same coin, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, it can either bring never-ending joy or ultimate destruction. I'm going to play it safe here.
Right. So,
I mean, it's just, yeah.
The Aztec skull has been said to move on its own inside of the glass case.
Nope.
I also said that museum staff sometimes feel very uncomfortable when they're around it.
I would feel uncomfortable too. If that motherfucker's moving around on its own, no. Hells to the no.
I mean, it's just a little movement, right?
Not just like, a little movement.
It's just a small go. No, I'm just kidding. It does seem weird, you know? Like,
yeah, that is very weird.
So, you also have the Rose Cortez skull, crystal skull.
Okay.
So, this one is actually really similar to the Mitchell Hedge skull. It was found near Honduras and Guatemala, and the lower jaw is removable again. So, most of these other ones, though, the lower jaw is not removable. So, the fact that there's two now that can do that is actually really unique.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to think, okay, it's one thing to make something out of a very solid piece of stone or gem.
Right.
You know, but then to make it and have, you know, it detachable, and you're still just using that stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still detachable and it goes in. That's very skilled.
Yeah.
You also have the E.T. skull. So this one, oh, I'm starting to say Skrull, and that's another issue. The E.T. skull, which, oh, Lord help me. This would not have helped me to ask how to say this one. Joke von Dyten Mosland is reported to have. So it's a smoky Cortez crystal skull.
Ooh.
So it's gorgeous looking. It was discovered in 1906 during excavations of Mayan temple in Guatemala near the Honduras border. Again, so we've got a couple from this area. And she claimed that it has healing powers. She said it healed her of a brain tumor. And she wrote about all of that. If anyone's interested in Messengers of Ancient Wisdom, which is a book that she wrote and published. And it's called the E.T. skull because of the head. The head is slightly pointed. And the jawbone is actually exaggerated. So it looks like a alien skull instead of a human one. And again, the lower jaw is removable.
That's just too weird. Although I would not, I'm serious. I would not mind reading that book. I think I'm going to look for it now.
Right?
Because that's just really interesting.
You also have the Texas crystal skull called Max in all capital letters. Which
America.
Not America.
Texas.
So it's actually in the possession of Norbu Chen, who's a Tibetan healer. And he gave it to Carl and Joe Perks against a debt, supposedly. Yeah, I know. Later on, later on, Joe learned that these type of items were of interest to archaeologists. They were wanting to study them. So she went and had it examined, and she said it was found to be ancient.
Wow.
Because
Texas.
I mean,
I grew up in Texas, and I would have loved to known that then.
I mean,
just to see it. Just to look at it.
Yeah, but I don't know if they actually gave it over to a museum or if she kept possession of it.
Okay.
I didn't write that down. Because it's just said that she had them she had it examined, but it didn't say if she actually like left it in possession of the archaeologist or if she took it back after they studied it.
I would have taken it back.
So would I. Then you have the Synergy crystal skull. So, wow, typos.
Doing this really late at night watching Disney Plus.
Yeah, I was, because I just wrote fist one to be found. And it should have said
one?
Yeah. It should have said first one to be found in the Western world. A European businessman and an avid hiker acquired it while traveling around Central and South America. And he said that he was given it by a very old native man in a very tiny village in the Andes Mountains near the border of Peru, Bolivia, and Chile. So he's very precise about the location that it was at the time, which, I mean, kudos? Thanks?
Yeah.
Names. Then you have...
You're like biting your nails. You're like, names.
I've been practicing these names all day. It's really sad. You have the Maasamataman crystal skull, and every other letter in that is an A, which is what throws me off every time. And it's actually named after an Indian prince, and it's one of the lesser known ones, but they also say it's one of the most active. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by active?
Like, as far as paranormal activity happening around, healing, things like that. And then you have the Shanara, the Jaguar Man, and the Rainbow Skull, which were all three unearthed at ancient sites. And supposedly, the Rainbow Skull was found near a 500,000-year-old skull nearby that was almost an exact replica. So it looked like it modeled off of it and then left there.
Huh.
Which is a little weird.
And it's not like, you know, Game of Thrones where they poured the gold over Viserys' head and
no,
then chip it
away. These are obviously two distinct skulls. They're not the same skull.
And it's not like they had plaster so they could make a mold of it and then pour crystal in there because crystal doesn't pour also.
Right.
But it's one of those that's like you can't Yeah.
So you also have, and I mean, I'm going to go into detail about a couple of them a little bit more here in a second, but I wanted to get them all. So you guys kind of have an idea about how many there are out here, right? You have the Amarcrystal skull as well, which is one of the largest at 22 pounds. It's made of clear cortez with a slight smoky hint and embodies energies of love and compassion. And one article said, it's just like the Dalai Lama.
You sound very skeptical about this.
I was like, wait, why are we bringing the Dalai Lama into this? Like, where did that come from? This is weird. But yeah, one compared a crystal skull to the Dalai Lama, which is a living person.
I mean,
and it caught me off guard.
PETA tries to draw a comparison between cannibalism and meat eating.
PETA also doesn't believe in having pets, really, so...
Yeah.
And you also have then the Smithsonian crystal skull, which prompted the study. It was kind of just mailed into them and like it mysteriously showed up in her office. And
nope.
So with a letter that said it was from, claiming it was like an Aztec relic. And the claims were found to be fake. It was from the 19th to 20th century due to marks similar to modern tools. But that's how they determined it is. Well, the marks look similar to modern tools.
Well, you know what? Maybe it is from Atlantis and it was close enough and now we just threw that away.
No, it's still the Smithsonian. They have it on display. It's 10 inches high and it weighs 30 pounds.
Jesus!
Mm-hmm.
That's almost as much as my kid.
I know!
As much as some cats I know.
I do want to go back and actually talk about Max a little bit more, though.
Okay, let's talk about Max.
Let's talk about Max, because Max is called the talking crystal skull, and I really like it. Yes. So, not knowing what to do with it. So, right, remember, she was given this because to, like, pay back a debt.
Mm-hmm.
Or, collateral for a debt, yeah. Kind of a thing. So, like, she didn't know what to do with it. So she threw it in a box and shoved it in her bedroom closet. Okay. I'm not even kidding. Like, that's what she said happened. She shoved it in her bedroom closet. It was like, okay, we're done here. And so then she was like, a few years later, the skull started appearing in her dreams. And then it started to talk to her. And it was saying, like, I want out of the closet. What it was telling her, it was, I went out of the closet. So she tried to ignore the voice and then started talking to her at all times of the day, not just when she was sleeping, you know, saying, like, basically it was going, you've got to let me out of this closet. I'm important. Let me out of this closet. I want out of the closet. I want out. I want out. I want out.
Question. Was she married and was her husband?
Yes. Because
okay, what if her husband was, like, fucking around with her while she was sleeping and talking about the crystal skull?
And then she started hallucinating her.
And then he's the ventriloquist, so, like, you know, he's throwing his voice and just, you know, fucking with her, you know.
How many people in Texas are ventriloquists that are that skilled?
You'd be surprised.
Okay, cool. I don't care. I'm not going down to Texas anytime soon. At all. Actually, ever. I have no desire. I go to Florida. I go to California. And the voice would also say a lot that it would be remembered. It was going to be remembered. It was important. So she thought she was losing her damn mind. So she went to her family doctor.
See, it's a great way to set your wife up to, you know, go cray cray.
But the voices wouldn't go away. So she eventually found herself sitting in the bedroom closet talking to this, like, basically this lump of rock, right? This crystal skull.
No!
Yes. And she said that she was telling it to go away. She was telling it to leave her alone. Which is a very strange image.
You
to
are
have.
Getting very, very passionate about this.
I it's amusing. I'm sorry. To me, I'm having this image of me sitting in my room and then like someone walking by the door, like, what the fuck is she doing? You know what I mean?
Okay, do you really think if you were talking to a crystal skull, I'd raise any questions?
Not you. My kid might, but not you. She slammed the skull away. She basically, like, threw it into, like, this case and pushed it in the back of the wardrobe. But, like, she said she could even hear it as she was going back down the stairs after doing that. It was very important, and it had to get out, and we had to tell mankind about its existence, and I had to let it out of the closet.
I had the shivers on my spine.
She literally jerked, by the way.
Someone just walked over my grave, and it scared the living shit out of me.
And then she stated, that it added, by the way, because she kept calling it Skull. Leave me alone, Skull. Leave me alone. Leave me alone, Skull. It added, apparently, by the way, my name isn't Skull, it's Max. So now we've got a name. That's why I said it's called Max.
Like, again, like I said, this is the husband fucking with her. Because if it's an ancient Mayan skull, it would not have the name Max.
And so since then, she actually has taken the skull and traveled around the U.S. So that's why I said I think she's still in possession of it to this day. Because I believe even though she's kind of stopped doing a lot of it, I think she still does a few chores. And she says that Max has now spoken to and healed multiple people. And it claims that it came many thousands of years ago from a civilization in advance of our own and from a dimension different than ours, and that one day soon it will all be something that everybody's going to understand. Or we're all going to have Max talking to us in our closet. I don't know. Like, we'll see what happens tonight when you go to sleep.
I'm kind of having flashbacks to the Sleeping Prophet with that alternate plane of
existence.
Yeah, and that library of everything. It's like these skulls are from that library of everything. And it's
right?
Like, it's kind of creepy, and I don't...
I mean, and like I said, I mean, it's not like they're just, like constricted to a few places. Like... they're in England, they're here. So, like, if it was a scam, like, this is a very widespread scam. This is taking a lot of dedication to get into any sort of frame that would work.
Right? And you're talking about before internet, before, you know, a lot, like, trans, you know, Atlantic communications.
The thing is, these skulls are very transparent. This isn't like they got a piece of just any random chunk. A lot of these skulls are very transparent. They've been polished. Yeah, they're flawless, which is very impressive.
Yeah. And like I said, that's something you normally would only see in like diamond cutters, but even then there's still minute traces of imperfections.
Like the one in the British Museum, right? Because there's two in the British Museum. But at least one of them has been said to be in possession by the British Museum since 1898. So we're talking the end of the 19th century.
Yeah.
There wasn't like fancy technology at this point. No. Like,
people are still in Australia murdering horses at this time.
Also, damn the horses. Maybe the crystal skulls know who killed the horses. Well, what you're going to need to do is go sit in your closet because you're the one who's from Texas and be like, Max, Max, and see what happens.
Because knowing my luck, someone in this house would answer me just to fuck with me.
I would make sure that they all knew to answer you just to fuck with you.
Exactly.
So, but there's this funny story. Like, they were talking about how the one in the British Museum made some of the cleaners uncomfortable. And so, like, they would actually, like, drape a cloth or something over it before they would go and clean. Like, it can make people really uncomfortable.
It would make me very uncomfortable.
And that's not even acknowledging the fact that one of them apparently is talking in people's closets.
You know, I'll know. I mean, thank God Max doesn't have a detachable jaw, because then, like...
Oh, Lord, could you just imagine?
He'd be like Betty from Halloween Town.
I am just saying.
Halloween Town is awesome.
Yeah, I'm imagining Betty now with, like, a crystal skull on his head.
It's kind of awesome to think about it, huh?
Kind of. The one in Paris, though. So, like, that one, when it was studied, they said they did a scanning electron microscopy analysis. And so they determined that they thought it was that there were certain machine tools that were used. And so they tried a new dating technique known as Cortez hydration dating, which demonstrated that the Paris skull would have been carved later than a reference Cortez specimen. So, like, these two different types that they have, right?
Okay.
So the Paris skull, what came back from it was that it was carved. It was cut in 1740.
Okay.
So
like the stone was cut away in 1740, but that doesn't tell you.
Well, they believe that when it was cut away, the cuts on the stone indicate it would have been done around that time period.
Okay.
So that means that skull would have been carved
around shortly thereafter.
Right.
Okay.
So you're talking the 18th century that the skull was carved.
But that's still way too advanced, I would think.
That's what I mean. But the dating, that's why they're like, oh, well, they're all fakes. They're all from the 18th or the 19th and 20th century. But then you look at the carving thing that was done in 2009 in Paris, and it's like, well, no, this is coming up as being carved in around 1740.
Yeah.
Because the markings on it are dating for 1740s. So.
And we don't know how accurate that test is. I mean, it could be off by a couple of hundred years, you know, going too far forward.
Right. I mean, like, what they did is they were basically going to average it out. When they figured out, like, what they were going to say, they kind of averaged it with that and the other dating, and they're like, we're going to say it was probably carved between the 18th and 19th century, because that gets them the tail end of the 1700s.
Yeah.
You know, so it does give them a little wiggle room just in case.
That plus or minus 20 years there.
Yeah. Well, just in case something goes weird, because
exactly.
Stuff goes weird all the time.
They really do.
But it is issue, because on the other hand, like, how?
Yeah.
How is it that would even be relatively?
I mean, there are some amazing sculptures from, you know, that time period and even before. I mean, we have some from, you know, ancient Greece, but.
But crystal? Crystal's so easy to. Great.
It really is. Like, I mean, I've had pure crystals before, and they just crumble.
Yeah.
It's not a very sturdy.
No, it's really not. So, there have been a few references in pop culture, and so I'm just going to kind of close out the information session part of this with that. The first is, as you said, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull in 2008. And then also Stargate Season 3, Episode 21, revolves around crystal skulls found on an alien planet. And then American Dragon Jake Long, the first half of the second season, revolves around finding the 13 Aztec crystal skulls.
Oh.
Which hold the power to grant one irreversible wish to the person that holds the 13th skull after the other 12 are placed in the gargoyles of Pantheon.
Nice.
So there are definitely references out there.
Huh.
And
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Because it's just such a wide time period and discovery places. It's like, you know.
Right?
It, we go back to what we say. It only takes one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very curious about the one that looks like E.T.
I mean, it's, oh my God, it's a little freaky. Just a little. It just looks strange and not quite human, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Show me the picture later.
And now it's one of those things where there's like these little knockoff things, you know, because people do make them out of beads and things now, but like the ones that we have that have been in museums for longer, like we can't explain that.
Yeah. Especially if it's been in the same place, like the one at the Museum of Man, it's been there since 1800s.
Yeah.
So, and it has not left.
Right. It's turned around and, you know, it's moved around in its little display case, but it hasn't left.
Yeah. So that's very interesting.
Yeah. So what are you going to talk about next week?
Next time I'm going to be talking about Asha Degree. She is a missing person in the United States. She is still missing.
She is the reason why I hear a noise in my child's room, which is usually the cat getting off the bed. And mm-hmm. I run in there paranoid because I heard about this when I was...
Yes. Yeah. It's a weird mystery from every angle you look at it.
It is.
So that's what we'll be talking about next time.
So you ready for our fun facts of the night?
Fun facts. As long as it doesn't involve, you know, scraping on my door.
That's not... No.
No.
So... Fun fact number one, the Japanese giant hornet's venom is so powerful it can actually dissolve human flesh.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? That's, okay, first of all, it's a giant hornet.
Yeah.
And then it's dissolving human flesh. No, maybe they made the crystal skulls with their... Acid spit?
Yes. Like the Fulmers?
Yes.
Here's the second one. Okay. A rat king is a phenomenon created when a large group of rats become fused together by their tails via ice, dirt, hair, blood, or even feces, and encounters with this horrible phenomena inspired some of humanity's greatest myths. And here, my lovely, is a picture.
Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
This is what I showed your dad earlier.
Oh my God, take it off.
It's gone?
No, it's not. I can see the light of your computer. I'm not looking at it. Fuck you very much. No!
She's very squeamish.
You see that? It jumped. It did. The voice thing jumped. I was... No.
Are you okay? Do you need a cleansing moment?
I think I need to go take a shower after that. Oh my God. Do yourselves a favor, listeners. Never look up what a rat king is.
If you do, I am not responsible.
I mean, if you do, make sure you're typing in Destiny 2, the Rat King crew, because that's a weapon on there, but not just the Rat King. Oh.
Are you okay?
No.
You're like scratching.
I'm like, ugh.
You sure you're...
I am not okay with that at all.
It's I'm gonna have nightmares. The rats are fused together. It's very literally the rats fused together.
I'm going to have nightmares of crystal skulls and giant rat nests.
Calling themselves Max.
Yes.
And all of these other weird little things.
Oh.
You okay?
No.
Do you need another little fact to try and wipe that from your memory?
Please. The Fulmer chickens would be better at this point.
Are you sure about that?
No, but anything's better than that picture.
Okay. This has another picture. This will help cleanse your mind.
Oh, no.
Okay. The pacu fish found mostly in Brazil are related to piranhas. And they really do have human-shaped teeth.
That is actually really fucking cool.
Right?
That is super cool.
I mean, it's awesome. And then you also have this.
She's like, I'm already covering my eyes. I know what's going to happen. I overshot. I knew what was going to happen when you started scrolling.
It was that or talking about how koala chlamydia is a...
Koala chlamydia is a serious thing.
Yes.
The Try Guys did an episode in Australia where they talked about koala.
John Oliver.
Yeah.
About koala commit. Koala commit. Chlamydia as well. So that's kind of it for our show tonight.
Yes, we're going to call it a night, but make sure you like us, follow us on Twitter. We're at Walk Weird. We're on Facebook. Review, send us messages. We love to hear from you guys. If you have any suggestions, please don't send pictures of the Rat King.
Oh, no, spam. I will make her look at every last one of them.
No,
spam that shit. Yes,
no. See, and I can't say anything. You know what? I'm just going to find another case that has an unsolved animal attack. That's going to help you with your horse thing. Because that's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, now I want to know how these rats are getting fused together. Like, how close are you huddled up down wherever?
Right? I mean, I would say I would spam you with, you know, torture of Baby Yoda, but I don't think I could handle that.
I think I would lash out. Very, very, very scarily.
Scarefully?
Yeah. Whatever that word is.
Whatever it is. But so we're going to call it a night, but have a great night, you guys.